SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Die Garden Route Roofvoël Rehabilitasie Sentrum het 'n groot uitdaging om die roofvoëls daagliks met rooi vleis te voer. Hulle het 'n enorme behoefte aan rooi vleis sodat hierdie diere sterk en gesond kan bly. En hul voorraad raak natuurlik vinnig min. Nou SFM doen 'n beroep op boere, wildsplase of slagters in die streek. As jy kan help met rooi vleis, maak groot asseblief kontak. Elke skenking maak 'n verskil tussen honger en oorlewing vir hierdie pragtige voëls. As 'n gemeenskap lid kan jy ook bydra. Byvoorbeeld sê jy vleis vrieskas skoonmaak en al die jarelange ou gevriesde vleis uithaal en dalk wil weggooi of skenk, skenk dit aan die Garden Route Roofvoël Rehabilitasie Sentrum, want hulle het dit bitter nodig. So, as jy kan bydra of iemand ken wat kan help, kontak die Roofvoël Rehabilitasie Sentrum asseblief by 069-357-3825. Saam kan ons seker maak hierdie voëls bly veilig, gesond en deel van ons natuur.
Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay ondersteun kus tot kruin, want ons gee om vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre, Fred Orbanie, weekliks kus tot kruin hier elke donderdag vanuit hierdie pragtige ateljee in Mossel Bay en ons gesels vandag met twee studente wat hulle praktiese jaar doen by Fransmanshoek Bavaria, en hulle is hier gebring, hulle bykie sien nou weer achter gewees vanochtend, maar lyk my hulle raak nou rustig, hier gebring dier Ethan Elbrecht. Ethan is die hoof head ranger, soos ons nou maar sê, wat is dit, hoof bewaarder, laat ons dit so stel. En Ethan is een ou Mosselbaaier, hier so op Milkwood, en punt hoor, en hy het nou besluit, hy bly hier, so hy is al 'n paar jaar hier, wat hy daar by Fransmanshoek Bavaria die ding aan die gang hou. Welkom julle twee, and welcome to Hayley Thorpe and Bernard van Heerden. We're going to hear what your background is first. Hayley, why are you with Fransmanshoek Conservancy?
I decided to come here because obviously I've always had a passion for nature and animals, and I decided that I wanted to experience the marine side of conservation. Obviously, I come from Joburg, so obviously not any experience in that field. So
You have the zoo like there. I mean, but that's not really a marine environment, is it?
No. So yeah, I just wanted something different.
Where did you study?
At Centurion Academy, which is now Newbridge Graduate Institute. It's in Centurion.
What made you study nature conservation? Just very shortly.
Yeah, like I said, I've always loved animals and nature, so it seemed fitting for me. It seemed like the right career path.
You prefer them above people sometimes, actually. And Bernard, kom ons hoor by die boertjie. Hy kan ook Engels praat.
Well, I grew up not too far from the coast in KZN, and so I've always had been attracted to the marine, to the ocean, but I've also never been to the Western Cape prior to this year, and I wanted to give that a chance, and obviously I also wanted to focus on conservation rather than the typical game ranching.
Yeah, you want to really get actively involved in conserving and of the environment.
Yeah, making a difference.
Well, thank you for the passion of the youth that's coming through. We need people like you. The environment needs you more than the humans need you. But the humans need you to educate them as to how you should respect the environment, because we are all just part of the environment.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFM streek.
Hayley Thorpe and Bernard van Heerden, two youthful people that are going to dedicate their lives to the conservation of our fragile nature. Hayley, while you were with Francois Hoek, now you came here in January, I think?
Yes.
And when are you leaving?
The end of November.
End of November. And then you're going to go into this big wide world and tell people how to respect what we have.
Yes, right? Definitely.
I'm not speaking for you, Hope, but I mean, you know, we've had a discussion. I can see the passion in your eyes as well. Tell me the highlights while you were with Francois Hoek so far. What would you consider your highlights?
Definitely the wildlife. That is my passion. So being able to experience what's here and the marine wildlife and learning more about them and how to help them has definitely been one of the biggest highlights for me.
In Francois Hoek, it's actually quite a variety of animals. We have the marine side and then we have the terrestrial side, the land side as well. What kind of animals is in Francois Hoek area on the land? We know there are whales and dolphins and the sea, we know that, but on the land?
There's grysbok's, duikers and bushbuck, and then obviously the little animals, the mongoose, the porcupines, the mice.
And all the little things. Eh?
Yeah.
Bernard, wat sê jy, hoekom het jy jou hoogtepunte or your highlights?
So for me, obviously the nature is very beautiful for me. It's very fascinating, but I've also enjoyed a lot of the freedom that goes with Francois Hoek and the opportunity to take initiative and start our own projects instead of just falling in with what is already in place.
In other words, what Francois Hoek Conservancy is teaching you, it's giving you an opportunity to develop your skills and your passion in conservation. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, Ethan, that's sitting here watching us with big eyes, he's very pleased to hear this, and so am I, because a conservancy is very important for people because it's a voluntary organization where people from the area actually belong to that, and they should each play a part of trying to conserve it. Bernard, thank you very much. We will go on just after this, a short break, and then we'll be back with you.
Psst, jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Hayley, when you came to Francois Hoek, you knew a lot of theory.
Yes.
And, you know, the danger with a student that learns things from books is once they are busy learning, they think they know everything until they've actually gone through the whole course and then they find out they know nothing. Now, what did you learn practically when you came to Francois Hoek Conservancy and you came to the coast for the first time out of conservationist viewpoint?
Well, obviously, like you said, up until this point, we'd mainly only focused on theory. So basically, all of what we have learned was now being put into practice. So how to properly conserve the environment, why we do the things that we do, and obviously a lot of marine conservation, which was new to me, because that's not really something we had focused on in school either.
Mm-hmm.
So basically all of that.
And tell me, people have people that visit the conservancy, anglers and other people, have you learned anything from the people? Have you taught them a lot of things since you've been there?
Well, I feel like we have definitely taught quite a few people some things, especially with the guided hikes that we do. Obviously, people are very interested. They ask a lot of questions. So we also have that opportunity to share our own knowledge with them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you part with the knowledge that you have, your theoretical knowledge, your practical knowledge, and you pass it on to people, because people can only respect things if they understand it. And Bernard, let's hear your side of the story.
Yeah, so as Hayley said, it's been a big help to put the theory to practice and learn those practical skills firsthand. And I think it's helped us understand just how important it is to involve people because they, at the end of the day, are the ones that help to determine the future of this field.
Yeah, because people either destroy the environment mm-hmm. or they protect it.
Yes.
And if you understand it, then you have respect for it. Is that right?
Yes, that is 100%.
Okay, so you're part of your job is to teach people with dogs mm-hmm. on the beaches and people that catch over the bag limit and that sort of stuff. You don't actually give them a fine like the old fauna and flora used to do, but you go to them and discuss the pros and the cons of something like that. And do you find that people listen?
Yes, most of them are quite receptive to what we have to say, and they're oftentimes quite engaging, but you do find the odd person that is reluctant to compromise.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about them.
SFM, maak elke dag een goed voel dag.
Heidi and Bernard, you know, it's so good to see the youth involved. It's so stimulating to see that it's not only the older people that think we should not have done what we did. You are here with a passion, but now how are you going to carry this message that you've learned in conservation forward? What are you doing after you leave Francois Conservancy, Heidi?
I'm hoping to go into wildlife rehabilitation. So, yeah, try and help all the animals that people have put out of place and hurt.
Are you going to lecture or are you going to go into practical, like to a game lodge or something like that?
Practical.
Practical.
Yeah.
So you want to be involved with that?
Yes, hands-on, yes.
And Bernard?
I would also like to practically continue my conservation journey and just improve my skills further and find ways to make a difference.
Does it matter where? In the Okavango maybe, or on the coast maybe?
To be honest, it depends on wherever I'm necessary. If there's a place that can use my skills, then I'm more than happy to go there.
As long as you can contribute.
Yes.
Now, from Francois Hook's point of view, from the conservancy point of view, it's a fantastic conservancy. I tell you, one of the best that I've ever had the pleasure of dealing with. And one of the things they do is they keep everybody updated. They have a monthly newsletter, which is very informative. But one of the things that Francois Hook is also involved in now is a beach cleanup. This is a Mossel Bay beach cleanup, stretching from, I think, Grootbrak route almost to Gourits River. And this is taking place on the 20th of this month, September. And more information can be had from Francois Hook Conservancy. And Francois Hook Conservancy will involve, obviously, Bochum's Bay and Vlees Bay and also Springer Bay and Kleinbos, that area. And then also Donner Bay will be involved, up right up to Tegniet and then up to Grootbrak, where Scott will be there, Scott Thompson. And more information can be obtained from your conservancy, either Francois Hook or Donner Bay or Grootbrak or Midbrak Conservancy. Go there, please, people, and join. Let everybody that sits on their stoop, front stoop looking at the ocean go down and help on the 20th of September. Every one of us owes it to the ocean. Every one of us living there, enjoying it. And thank you very much, Hayley, and also Bernard and Ethan for your contribution toward our healthy environment. Cheerie-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Kom spandeer 'n paar dae hier tussen die alwyne, melkhoute, noemnooms en kapokbos. Net 'n paar tree van een van die mooiste en veiligste strande in die tuinroete. Die Ekohuisies bied eenvoudige luksheid, ideaal vir paartjies en klein gesinne. Geniet 'n braai by die kaggels of onder die lapas, nes in die ou dae. Net 30 km van Mossel Bay, Diskant Vlees Bay en naby Fransmanshoek. Tennis, sonna en muurbal, dis by die Sandpiper Sportcentrum. Besoek www.sandpiper.co.za of WhatsApp ons by 082-550-4788. Sandpiper, natuurlik betowerend.
Die Garden Route Roofvoël Rehabilitasiesentrum het 'n groot uitdaging om die roofvoëls daagliks met rooi vleis te voer. Hulle het 'n enorme behoefte aan rooi vleis, sodat hierdie diere sterk en gesond kan bly. En hul voorraad raak natuurlik vinnig min. Nou, SFM doen 'n beroep op boere, wildsplase of slagters in die streek. As jy kan help met rooi vleis, maak groot asseblief kontak. Elke skenking maak jy verskil tussen honger en oorlewing vir hierdie pragtige voëls. As 'n gemeenskap lid kan jy ook bydra. Byvoorbeeld sê jy vleis vrieskas skoonmaak en al die jarelange ou gevriesde vleis uithaal en dalk wil weggooi of skenk, skenk dit aan die Garden Route Roofvoël Rehabilitasie Sentrum, want hulle het dit bitter nodig. So, as jy kan bydra of iemand ken wat kan help, kontak die Roofvoël Rehabilitasie Sentrum asseblief by 069-357-3825. Saam kan ons seker maak hierdie voëls bly veilig, gesond en deel van ons natuur.
Besigheidseienaars, is jy moeg om te wonder of jou sosiale media plasings ooit gesien word? Met ingewikkelde algoritmes wat bepaal wie jou advertensies sien, kan dit voel soos 'n dobbelspel. Stop die raaiwerk. Radio bied jou 'n gewaarborgde verbinding met jou gemeenskap. Radio advertensies is regstreeks en jou boodskap bereik regte mense in werklike tyd hier in jou onmiddellike omgewing waar hulle leef, werk en koop. But wait, that's not all. Radio advertensies verdwyn nie.
Jou boodskap word herhaaldelik gehoor, wat jou handelsmerk elke keer versterk.
Dis soos om elke dag met jou potensiële kliënte te gesels. En onthou, al is die radio sein gratis vir almal om te ontvang, is dit nie vir ons gratis om dit op die lig te bring nie. Radio advertensies is 'n belegging wat jou regstreekse toegang gee tot jou gemeenskap. Kontak SFM by 044-272-5000 of via die webblad sfmstreek.com en begin met 'n advertensieplan wat vir jou besigheid werk.